Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first episode of T-Town Talks Theater with Scott Clayton. Folks, we have an episode for you that is going to be amazing. I just got home from seeing a phenomenal production from Theater Tulsa, and I have to say, I would say if not the best production Theater Tulsa has put on, Theater Tulsa has put on a lot of great hits, such as Les Mis, The Great Gatsby, Cabaret, Miss Saigon, Fiddler on the Roof, Chicago, you name it. They've done some amazing shows. I mean, this season alone has been a challenge for them. And to do Sweeney Todd, wow. Just wow. There's a lot I have to say about this show, and really the whole cast and crew of this show really deserves a pat on the back for this. I mean, wow, from the tech to the music to the actors, it really was an all-around show that, honestly, best opening night experience I've had. I felt the show went without a hitch, and if you told me there was a hitch, I wouldn't even tell because it ran so smoothly in my eyes, and it was just magnificent. It truly was a moment in theater, and I do have to give credit where it's due to the director of the show, Aaron Scarberry. I felt she directed the show in a way I never really would have seen Sweeney Todd directed, and let me fill you in on that. Throughout the show, all of the actors are on stage, and it looks like it's like they're in the world with you watching the show at times. I mean, it's truly impeccable. The last time I've seen that was a production of Playhouse Tulsa's To Kill a Mockingbird, which was done superbly, and with the way Sweeney Todd was staged, really there was absolute magic created on that stage. We can go into all the details, but first I'm going to give the tech credit where it's due. First, let's start with Melissa Sparks, awesome stage manager. She ran this show without a hitch. Sondheim is one of the most difficult shows to pull off. Boy, Theater Tulsa, they did it. That was quite a show, and they should all be proud of a phenomenal production. And I have to say, literally, I can't say this over and over and over again. I could go on and on about this. This was truly the best production Theater Tulsa has put on, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So the stage management and crew, the show went without a hitch. It was just amazing, and truly, it's one of those shows that you will be very surprised about when you see it. Now, Aaron Scarberry made some very interesting directorial choices, and I absolutely love them. And really, there was symbolism involved in the show. I was very shocked with the way the dead people Todd kills were on stage after they die, and you know, that actually added some power to the show, but really the magic's created when you have all the actors sitting on stage watching the action unfold because they were involved in some part. And I just have to say, for the staging of this show and the way the show was directed, it truly was a different production of Sweeney Todd that anybody would be used to. Now, let's go on to the amazing Isaac Holton with the lighting design. The shining white light that was going throughout the show to add ambiance to the darkness of the show really set the mood, and the lighting fixtures helped with the story immensely. I mean, it was like it was its own character, and really, it's just one of those shows that I couldn't even find anything wrong with it. And usually as a theater critique and goer numero of the time, I would find something here or there that was slightly off, but the show, it went off without a hitch. It really did. Now, Isaac, really, he's a fantastic lighting designer, and I have to give him credit on this one because I just loved the mood lighting of the show. I mean, you had different lighting for different scenarios, like the pie shop, the barber, the oven downstairs, the asylum, you name it. It really added something to the show. Really did. Now, I'm going to start bragging on Grant Goodner now, the sound designer for Theater Tulsa, and somebody get him a meal or something, because that was literally the best thing I've seen out of him. His audio mixing and balancing with the ratio from singers to orchestra was absolutely phenomenal. He really should be proud of himself, and truly I think that it was done correctly, and it was done to the standpoint that Theater Tulsa really deserves a pat on the back for this. A massive applause for them for an excellent production of Sweeney Todd. Going on, the set design I felt was fantastic as usual. It's never a bad set with Theater Tulsa. The style of set really was great. I mean, there really was a focus point on the set piece, even though actors were sitting down watching the show on stage, as all the actors are on stage. It really is something different. And, you know, the minimalistic casting really added something to this show. I mean, 15 people, wow. I felt it was 30 voices out of 15. And that's something you don't see in a theater often, with impeccable singing, which leads me to my next point, that Lyndon Meyer, who helps with Tulsa Opera, the guy is a genius. He really needs to be doing music directing more often for musicals, because the attention to details and contrast in the songs truly was one of those moments to where you just got to sit back and think how great the music sounded. I mean, for example, there was really only a two piano reduction, which, honestly, it was a great fit for this show. I mean, you could, when you hear the two pianos going at the same time, it honestly sounded like a full orchestra with the sounds of the synthesizer and tones in place. Really, it was something remarkable, and I've never seen a show with only two pianos, and just the music alone and the balance between the singers and the orchestra, really, it was just remarkable. It really was a phenomenal production that you really couldn't find anywhere. The other thing I want to talk about is the way the costumes were done by Mandy Gross, which past couple shows, Mandy Gross has been the costume designer, and I have to say she was really great at what she does. Absolutely phenomenal. The show was costumed very well, and I have to say that great job on that hair and makeup. Spot on. Spot on. Loved the designs. Loved everything that on the stage. It truly was great. I mean, Kaylee really deserves a round of applause, because it's one of those shows that I was very surprised with the effects when the people were dying in the barber chair. The blood? Yes. Yes. I don't know how you pulled this off, but I want to know, because it was done so well, you couldn't even tell where they were bleeding from. You couldn't tell if it was a packet. You couldn't tell. I mean, it just, they randomly started bleeding when Sweeney cut their throat. I mean, is how a horror musical is supposed to be done. Just
Rick in the S. Sarah Phoenix, Jared Kopp, the executive board of Theater Tulsi really need to be proud of this production. And I know Jared told me after the show, well, there was some, I'm like, no, there was not. I call BS. I did not see a single hitch wrong with that show. I didn't tell if anything went wrong. It was so smoothly run, you really couldn't tell if anything happened. Sure, I mean, I couldn't even catch anything. It was that great. I have never seen an opening night show that's gone without an error. Theater Tulsa, they did it. I don't know how they did it, but I'm just going to say this. It was the curse of Todd. That's why I think this happened. I think that the spirit of Sweeney Todd was over them saying that if you don't do this show without a hitch, your head will roll. And literally, heads did roll during this show because you really need to see it. It's truly remarkable. I'm done ranting about the tech part of things because that was well done. Now let's move on to some character analysis, and really want to go into this because the show was cast perfectly. I have no question with any of the casting, and the gender twisting with some roles was absolutely marvelous. For example, let's start with the ensemble. You had Margaret Stahl, Kerry Kaufman, Fletcher Gross, Quinn Blakely, and Brittany Wright. You see, the ensemble played many different parts in the show, and they really helped tell the story, believe it or not. And even though you could hear them singing about the Ballad of Sweeney Todd, they really added something to the show. I mean, the ensemble is highly important, and they really made the importance of the ensemble work in the show. I mean, I think the whole show, it really was an ensemble work. It wasn't just the leads and the ensemble. The leads and the ensemble were put together to make one ensemble, and I really think that when you put it together, it really was a show that you'll say, wow, they can work. And I truly mean that. It didn't even seem like leads are more important. It was more of an ensemble work, and that's what I like in musical theater, is when the whole cast gathers together as an ensemble rather than principals, ensemble, etc. And that's something Aaron Scarberry put to a T. It was definitely pure ensemble work. Now we go to minor roles. Connor Yab is Jonas. I like his voice. He really has a great singing voice. I've never seen him in a role before, but I've seen him in the ensemble, but he really did well. Really did well with this. I definitely very good. The Beggar Woman / Lucy, Kathy Rose. Kathy Rose never ceases to amaze me. She was so crazy that at times I had a fit of laughter with how crazy she played the Beggar Woman. And then just, it was really a key part of the show. Even though the Beggar Woman has a small part in the show, she really made it a large part because it showed the details that she remembers Benjamin Barker, and she keeps foreshadowing that he's going to recognize her, and just the foreshadowing of the character and the character alluding to what's to come in the future really made this role almost a principal style role, and Kathy Rose deserves all the credit for that. Now, let's go on with Toby, the role of Toby, played by Cody McCoy. The way they casted this role, and I think it was done flawlessly. Usually, Toby is played by a little boy, but Cody had this inner child look and inner child charm that will really make your heart melt. And his voice, yes, his voice is impeccable. And at one point during Not While I'm Around, I caught myself crying. And normally I don't cry during shows, but Cody, thanks a lot for making me cry during the show. That was so great. Probably one of the best roles I've seen him do. You know, Cody, he's truly a breakout in the Tulsa Theater, and I've seen many things out of him, such as the MC in Cabaret and Will Parker in Oklahoma, though I wish I could have seen his portrayal as Gabe in Next to Normal, but reason being I couldn't, but he really does remarkable jobs with his roles, and this one, I think, was the best I've seen out of him. Now, let's go into a more interesting twist. The role of Pirelli was played by a female, and that was played by the wonderful, magnificent Carlina Riggs. Spot on. The comedy, that's a comedic role. It was great. The accent, the dialect, awesome. It's just that character really was the comic relief of the show, and just the different accents and the way the accents flowed from her being Adolfo Pirelli to the Danny O'Higgins, it smoothed over completely. Two different characters, amazing. I really loved the role of Pirelli played by Carlina Riggs. Now, let's go into a duo now. Judge Turpin, Lance Overduff, and the Beatle, Thomas Williams. The antagonists of the show, and boy, were they antagonists. Wow. They just played the role spot on, and they really showed that they had the authority of the town. And that really showed, as well as the corruptness that is pointed out with the accusal of Benjamin Barker, who is Sweeney Todd, but we're not going to get into Sweeney Todd, the role of Sweeney Todd yet, because I have a lot to say about that. I just felt that the roles truly were played to a T. It was great. The authoritativeness, whatever you want to say about it, and just the stature and just the way they moved, the character choices were absolutely spot on and really was great. I did like a lot of things with this show, and I can go on and on and on about it. Now let's talk about Joanna, played by Tiffany Wright. I love the innocence. The innocence of the role added something to the show. And I mean that because she just wants a life of happiness, and she doesn't want to be stuck with Judge Turpin. And you could just tell that with the way she responds and reacts to Anthony telling her that he has a place for her and he's going to make this right. And she just, you just see that innocence and that romantic role style that it was done. I honestly think that was the highlight of the show for me. The role of Joanna was truly a highlight. Just because I liked the choice of playing out the innocence of the role and the romanticism, truly spot on. Now, Anthony, played by Sam Briggs, phenomenal actor. Really good. Seen him in a lot of things, Marius and Les Mis, Curly in Oklahoma. Really good. I honestly think this was his best role because it's just the romantic roles are his type, and he plays them to a T, and just the caring and lovingness for Joanna really set it, and wow. Just wow. I'm truly speechless with the way the show was done. Now let's go on to the two leads that I love the most. Mrs. Lovett, the infamous character in the musical Theater Canaan. The comedic timing was amazing. The mother-like quality to Tobias, impeccable. The singing and the vocals, yes. Just freaking Yes. You know, this is the first time I've seen Kara Stager take the stage, and really, I think she is a phenomenal actress. She really played the role of Mrs. Lovett so well that I just don't know what to say. There's so much to say about the portrayal of the role that it would take a long time for me to break into it. And just the comedic timing to the seriousness, it really balanced out. It was amazing. And last but not least, you have the infamous Mark Fry, who starred as Tevian Fittler on the Roof and Valjean in Les Mis and directed the production of Oklahoma as the titular role. This was the first time I've seen Mark play an evil role. The first time I've ever seen a villain out of him. And his Sweeney is something to die for. The way he regrets what happened as Benjamin Barker, to the reminiscence of his old career, and then his mission to kill Judge Turpin, and just the heavy breathing and the little spit type thing he did when he killed him. It was really a breathtaking moment in the show. Really was the best thing Mark did. I say that flat out. I loved his Valjean. Wish I could have saw his Tevye, but his Sweeney was the best thing he did. I highly say that with praise. It just everything about that role really settled it. The way he, at the beginning, wants to be back to his old ways when the revelation that the razors were never sold. The way the line, at last, my right arm is complete again, best line of the show. And Mark really made emphasis on that. And the way he played the songs off with Pretty Women and Epiphany, the story was told Mark miraculously well with him. It was really great. I loved it. Now, I just think the production overall, amazing. Spot on. Everyone deserves a pat on the back for this production. It truly wasn't an easy one. And wow, was it pulled off miraculously well. I was afraid for them on opening night. But the first opening night without a hitch, you really deserve a pat on the back for that, because this is a hard show. But Theater Tulsa proved that they can do anything. From Glee challenging Les Mis to Miss Saigon, everything they do is just quality work. This is live theater. And Theater Tulsa is going places. And Sweeney Todd, I think, will be the most talked about production of 2017. Now, let's go into what we have coming up. You have the Kane Mutiny Court Martial presented by American Theater Company. That's going to be a great show. You have also in March, you have The Last Days of Judas Iscariot at the end of March presented by Theater Pops. I honestly can't wait to see that. I've never seen it before. And then you have Echo Theater Company's Reverb Play Festival. Then you have Sand Springs Community Theater, Annie Get Your Gun in April. And in May, you have Jesus Christ Superstar and the Vibrator Play presented by ATC. Truly a great year of theater coming. It's going to be great. I just can't wait to see all the great shows that are coming to town. Folks, this has been the first ever episode of Tulsa Theater Talks with Scott Clayton. Hope you have a great night. Have a great night.